Fala galera, eu sou o Wendel Correia e a 89 conversou com Ian Astbury, o vocalista do The Cult, que se apresenta em São Paulo no dia 21 de setembro, junto com Walter Bridge e o The Who no São Paulo Trip. Eles já tocaram no Brasil em outras oportunidades. Perguntamos o que ele lembra do país.
Oh, that's a big question. That's a big question. What do I remember from Brazil? So much. Let's forget memory. What do I remember? What did I feel? Nobody ever asked me that. They always say, what do you remember? What do you remember? I'm like, well, let's talk about the feelings. Because the memories are, do you remember what you did last week? I mean, my biggest impression of Brazil, and you can't say because everywhere is different. Everywhere in Rio and São Paulo are completely different cities. You know, Curitiba is different. Brasília is different. The most important, for me, the people, the spirit, the energy, the passion, the lust for life, how incredibly expressive Brazilian people are, the rhythm of the way the cities move, of the people, of the language. Brazil feels to me as a country that is really alive, it's vibrant, it's soulful, it's exciting. I feel that people really celebrate life in Brazil, even with the, you know, economic situations and living situations and circumstances, people still find a way to express themselves in a very beautiful way. This is my impression of Brazilian people. I love Brazil. The band, we love Brazil. We love the opportunity to come to South America. We don't come often because it's really down to promoters. It's financially is very, we're in the cult. We're not like, you know, we have very modest infrastructure, so we can only come when there's an opportunity, and playing in São Paulo with The Who is a great opportunity for us to come and do more concerts, because we don't want to just come and play one concert and leave. We want to come and play full for our fans in Brazil, play a full show, a bit more time. So when we travel to Brazil, it's really important we spend time and put on some good performances.
Ele achou a pergunta diferente, porque geralmente querem saber sobre o que sentem e não o que lembram, né? Ele disse que o Brasil é muito diferente entre uma cidade e outra, como Rio de Janeiro, São Paulo e Curitiba, que tem ritmos diferentes, né? O que mais marcou o Ian foram o espírito, a energia, a paixão e como os brasileiros valorizam a vida. Passa a sensação que o Brasil é um país muito vivo, vibrante e cheio de alma, o que empolga qualquer um. Adora tocar no Brasil e não vem com mais frequência devido às questões financeiras que envolvem trazer uma banda como The Cult. Então, quando vem, eles gostam de fazer vários shows e aproveitar o lugar. A gente quis saber se eles estão preparando algo especial para esse show em São Paulo.
Anything special? We'll be there. we have 10 studio albums. We'll be playing new music. We'll be playing iconic music. When we play with The Who, I think we play for maybe an hour. I don't know how long the set is. Usually when you're in these festival situations, you could be playing anything from an hour to an hour and a half. It depends. Maybe we'll play longer. I don't know what the promoters have allowed this time with. But the band is, in the last year and a half, we've played probably about 150 shows. Maybe last 2 years, played 150 shows. So the band is very strong. The shows, we've had excellent shows. We just came through Europe. We just had an amazing show in Portugal with Foo Fighters and the North Festival and the Kills, which was a really great show. It was around 50,000 people. It was a huge celebration. And a lot depends upon the audience and the environment, you know? When you come into a venue, sometimes you come to a place and the environment, the venue itself is challenging. Sometimes you know maybe the equipment. This is the situation with live rock and roll. Is that you have to depend upon the equipment. Sometimes it doesn't function right. But all I can say is that the band is very strong right now, and we hope to create magic on that evening. It's a very special evening. We hope to bring everything to prepare for magic.
O Ian lembrou que eles têm 10 álbuns de estúdio e pretende tocar todos os hits do The Cult. Como vão tocar com The Who, provavelmente terão cerca de uma hora de show. Diz que a banda está bem preparada, mas tudo também depende da produção e do cronograma. No último ano e meio, eles fizeram cerca de 150 shows, então eles estão em forma. Lembrou também de um show muito bom que eles fizeram em um festival de Portugal com Foo Fighters, para cerca de 50 mil pessoas. Então, para ser um show legal, tudo também depende do comportamento do público. Eles têm a intenção de criar uma mágica especial nesse show no São Paulo Trip. O Ian também falou sobre as músicas favoritas para cantar ao vivo.
A favorite song?
Yeah.
There's so many. I like to perform songs from this, from the new record. We play maybe two or three, depending. Deeply Ordered Chaos, Birds of Paradise, Dark Energy, maybe Sound and Fury. We'll see. We haven't worked out the set list yet. These are songs I like to play. Phoenix is one of my favorite songs to play live. Obviously, Sanctuary is a song that is always a celebration. Great song to play live. Sweet Soul Sister, we have changed it. The arrangement is really interesting. You know, and sometimes we play songs from the very beginning of the band, Spirit Walker, which is very, song works very well. Birds of Paradise from Hidden City has been really well received, and it's a very special moment in the set. So we'll see. We have to write the set list.
Ele tem muitas e destacou as do novo álbum, como Deeply Ordered Chaos, Dark Energy, Sound and Fury e Birds of Paradise, que tem sido bem recebida pelos fãs. Lembrou ainda de X-Cell Sanctuary, Phoenix e o novo arranjo que fizeram para a música Sweet Soul Sister. Ele também falou sobre os próximos planos do The Coach.
Well, I still feel that Hidden City, my focus right now is Hidden City, because originally Hidden City, the idea was to start in South America. My idea was to start in South America. I wanted to begin this record in Argentina, because the idea of the title of the record came from an image I saw of Carlos Tevez wearing a t-shirt that said Ciudad Oculta. And this was an image that struck me because he was showing everybody the neighborhood where he came from. And I identified with him his passion for his respect for where he came from, his roots, the area of Buenos Aires where he grew up, his family, his friends, his old neighborhood, and he achieved so much success, but he always thought of his family and friends and where he grew up, and that was really special. I thought that was really that showed him to be a man of really good character, that he's passionate, you know, that he's feeling. This is a man who is passionate and is very emotionally driven, and that struck me because he didn't say I am the best on his t-shirt or Nike or anything like that. It was, you know, this is his old neighborhood, so I thought this idea of, wouldn't it be interesting if we all did this? If everybody was less concerned about the external world and began to go inside, into the heart. So I thought this idea of this hidden city becoming the heart, representing the heart, home, place of really deep feeling, that everything that we need is in our hearts. You know, if I offered you $1 billion to buy your heart and take your heart out of your body, would you sell it? You'd have $1 billion, but you'd be dead.
Yeah.
What would you do with it?
Probably.
Yeah, what would you do with that? What would you do with this? I got $1 billion, I'm dead. We've reached a place now in culture where it's too much. We've hit a glass ceiling, you know? Our garbage cans are full. They're overflowing. Our oceans are full of plastic. There's so much toxicity in the air. There's radiation in the water. We know this. We all know this.
Para o Ian, o foco principal continua sendo o álbum Hidden City, que eles lançaram em 2016. Contou que a intenção era a turnê começar na Argentina, porque a ideia do nome surgiu quando viu uma camiseta que o jogador argentino Carlos Tevez, aquele que passou no Corinthians, usou durante um jogo que estava escrito o nome do bairro onde ele cresceu. O Ian se identificou com essa paixão e respeito por onde ele veio, e que mesmo com sucesso ele não esqueceu da família e dos amigos. O que mostra, segundo o Ian, que ele é um bom caráter e se move pela emoção, pois na camiseta não estava escrito "sou o melhor" ou uma marca de roupa. O Ian pensou que seria interessante se preocupar menos com o mundo externo e pensar em nós mesmos. Acha que Hidden City representa os sentimentos mais profundos, pois tudo que pensamos está no coração. Fala ainda que mesmo que se você vendesse seu coração por $1 bilhão, de nada valeria o dinheiro, já que você morreria sem o coração. Ele também falou sobre o Chris Cornell e o Chester Bennington.
This is symbolic of the time that we're in, you know? I knew Chris. Was very intimate with him when he was very young, coming up. We did a festival called Gathering, a Tribe that I was involved with in 1990, which was conceived in 1989. And one of the first bands I asked to perform on this festival was Soundgarden. I saw them play at the Lingerie Club in Los Angeles in front of maybe 100 people. So the very beginning of his career, he was a young man, very passionate, incredibly talented, beautiful guy. And I watched his whole career, the choices he made, you know, 96, Soundgarden split up, then you had a solo career, had a very successful solo career, then he came back to Soundgarden, and they were definitely ascending. but perhaps without, I don't know. I don't know what his mindset was, but I've had friends that have taken their lives. Michael Hutchence is a very close friend. This idea that you're going out and you're giving everything, it's very intimate to perform. And then you go from this environment, this intense environment, and then you're in a hotel or you're on a bus, you're in a very isolated environment, you're away from your family, you're away from your friends, you're traveling in an environment, and this becomes, you know, psychologically can be difficult, can be challenging. So I don't know what his mindset was that night when he decided to take his own life. I saw him maybe 2 weeks. I saw him May 6th. We did a concert together, and he was very present. I was talking to him about going to India, taking our music and saying, hey, let's go to India. It's too full here. Let's start something new, something fresh. Let's rejuvenate ourselves. This is an important thing.
Yeah.
He seemed very excited about that idea. But it was really beautiful to reconnect with him. He's a beautiful man. Chester Bennington, I didn't know. I did not know. I'd never met. I don't remember meeting with Chester. Billy knew him. Billy played music with Chester. But it's very sad. It's sad that such young men would take their lives by their own hand. Very disturbing.
O Ian acha que são mortes simbólicas que mostram os tempos que estamos vivendo. Conto que conheceu Chris em 1990, no começo da carreira dele, quando The Cult e o Soundgarden tocaram no festival Gathering of the Tribes. Na época, ele ainda assistiu um show do Soundgarden para 100 pessoas em Los Angeles. No começo da carreira, segundo Ian, o Chris era um jovem muito apaixonado, incrivelmente talentoso e bonito. Acompanhou toda a carreira dele e lembrou que sempre fazia cada vez mais sucesso. O Ian também teve amigos que se suicidaram. Acha que é algo muito íntimo você se apresentar para outras pessoas e há muitas coisas envolvidas em uma turnê, como o hotel, o ônibus, e é aí que você sente falta da sua família e amigos. E tudo isso pode ser um desafio psicológico muito difícil. O Ian se encontrou com Chris no dia 6 de maio, poucos dias antes da morte dele, quando eles tocaram juntos, e disse que ele estava bem. Chegaram a conversar sobre ir para a Índia para começar algo novo com a ideia de rejuvenescer as músicas. Ele achou que o Chris tinha gostado da ideia e que ele era um cara muito bom. O Ian não conheceu o Chester pessoalmente, mas é sempre triste uma pessoa jovem tirar a própria vida. Esse foi o bate-papo que a 89 teve com Ian Astbury, vocalista do The Cult, que se apresenta em São Paulo no dia 21 de setembro, junto com Walter Bridge e o The Who no São Paulo Trip. Garanta o seu ingresso em ingressorapido.com.br. Valeu e até a próxima!
Hello Brazil, this is Ian Astbury, The Cult. You're listening to 89 FM, Radio Rock. Viva Rock!